Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Kingdom Church broadcast and Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. We welcome our listeners tonight as we go forward again with the dialogue concerning rest, relaxation, and restoration. On last week, we were talking about the different things, how our body responds to stress, how our body responds to viruses and sickness, and what we can do ourselves to try to help ourselves to reduce the levels of stress. Statistics show that those that are in ministry, those that are pastors and leaders, are most likely the persons that are under a lot of stress. They have eating problems, they have sleeping problems, and most of all, they are subject to stroke and heart attacks and different things. So we were talking about the study that they had done at one of the hospitals, and we were using this article that we found from the New York Times, and it was very good because this information is supported by doctors' research, and we found that there are benefits to resting and trying to relax our bodies. One form of relaxation and restoration we see a lot of people using, especially the other persuasion of people, they use a lot of yoga. I don't think too much of the use of yoga because of what we have studied about that type of relaxation, but there are other things like walking and sitting quietly. There are proven tests and statistics by a doctor in New York who ran some tests on some elderly people and how they responded to the test, just reducing the stress as little as sitting in a chair and doing exercise and moving their arms and their legs. It was also said that the findings have led many hospitals to teach their patients ways to relax as a part of their medical treatment. So now we're finding that hospitals are implementing relaxation for their patients, listening or looking at DVDs or teachings to help lower their stress levels. Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn, who's the Director of Stress Reduction and Relaxation Program at the University of Massachusetts, the school in Worcester, had a 57-minute relaxation video tape that they're using in hospitals to show them to the patients who are in the hospital. And they said this is this video, this DVD is used to help fight flight syndrome. Flight syndrome, they're saying, is stress. They said the sympathetic nervous system reacts to stress by secreting hormones that mobilize the body's muscles and organs to face a threat. It says sometimes called fight or flight response. This mobilization includes a variety of biological responses, including shifting blood flow from this mobilization indicates to the limbs, to the organs, and increased blood pressure. Also, the stress response does not require an emergency. It can be triggered merely by everyday worries and pressures. And as we know, we're living in a very stressful society. Everything is rushing. Everything has got to be done now. We find so few people taking the time just to breathe. We have, I know when I was in the workforce, how sometimes, according to what we were doing, oftentimes we wouldn't get a chance to take our lunch break just to sit down. We had to do a working lunch. And we are finding that people are stressful. This is why we have so much road rage. This is why we find so much violence and so many emotional problems, mental illness. Stress can lead you to a point of breaking. So we have to be very, very careful. It's that in contrast, the relaxation response releases muscle tension. So relaxation releases tense muscles. It lowers blood pressures and slows the heart and breathing rates down. Sometimes when we get excited, we feel like we can't breathe. We feel like we have a shortness of breath. It's hard to breathe or focus. And this is why sometimes you find people, every now and then you might see a person, they give them a paper bag to breathe in because they're hyperventilating. They are elevating their breathing and blood and heart rate, and they want to get that to slow down to a normal pace. I am a person who has a respiratory problem, but you can tell when there's something going on, and as late as last week in having a dental appointment, I have been aware that on the left side of my face, I was having this clicking in my jaw. And when I would open my mouth and trying to close my mouth or chew, the pain became quite excruciating because this click was in the left side of my jaw. And in talking to my dentist, and he was examining my teeth and how they're aligned, and he told me to open and close my mouth. And when he did so, he felt the click. He actually heard the click in this left side of my face in my jaw, and he said, "Wow." And one of the things that amazed me is that I attributed it to being sick with a serious ear infection, but in fact, he did tell me that it was coming from stress. He asked me, he said, "What are you doing? Because you must have a lot of stress because your jawbone is really clicking." We have to understand that so many things that we are not really aware of can happen just being stressed or worried or depressed or whatever. The body goes through all kinds of emotional traumas when we are stressed or worried or unhappy or just alone. Our bodies respond to these type of things. As I said, the degree of benefits depends on the rigor with which people use relaxation techniques. We have to set aside a time that we can sit down and take a deep breath. We're having conversation. We hear people talking about how they don't sleep well. They might sleep 2 or 3 hours, maybe 4 at the max, and then they're twisting and turning, and they're having to get up and sit up a few minutes. And even when talking to friends, and even when we use our different types of media, we find that all during the night there are people awake because they say they can't sleep. There's a restlessness. This is because we tend to carry stuff. We tend to carry stuff home with us. Many of us cannot separate work from home sometimes because some of us are even finding ourselves working at home. When we come home, for those that have children in school, the day doesn't end. As a matter of fact, when parents come home from work that have school-aged children, their work starts all over again. For mothers and fathers who have to come home, and if they have not prepared a meal, they have to go and prepare meals for their children, and then they have to make sure that they get the homework done, and then they're making sure that baths are taken and that they're properly getting themselves prepared to leave the next morning. So it seems like we don't slow down sometimes. As a matter of fact, it appears that we're picking up speed as we go throughout the day. I do know that sleeplessness can really mess you up. Some people are sleeping less and less, and some people have sleeping problems. There are people who suffer with sleep apnea, and that's a person who actually stops breathing while they're sleeping. Then all of a sudden they start breathing again. And most of the persons that suffer from sleep apnea have to have a machine to help them breathe. But there are the people like myself. I'm not sure about anybody else that's listening in, but there are some times when I don't dream at all, and that there are times when I'm dreaming all night long. I have awakened several times during the night. I'm finding that my sleep pattern is getting lesser, and that I'm awake longer. So now I have put into motion a plan to stay up until at least 11 or 11:30 after the nightly news, trying to promote more relaxation, more time of rest. Some of us have to use sleep aids to assist us to go to sleep. There are people in talking to physicians, even when having a sleeping problem, people are stressed out and carrying a whole lot of stuff that their brains actually don't shut down, that enables them to go to sleep. I don't know what REM sleeping is because I don't REM sleep. They ran tests on me and they said I don't REM sleep. As a matter of fact, I hear everything in my surroundings. I can even hear the cars on the street. Even in my home, I can hear things. The doctor did a test and he proved that my body is laying down, but my brain has not cut off. And my inner, I guess I call it my inner self, the person who needs to go to sleep, is really not resting. They're tossing and turning. So we were talking on last evening about drinking chamomile tea, and there used to be older people that used to drink warm milk at night when they go to bed, but now we find that people can't tolerate dairy products, and some people can't drink different things, and I find myself drinking water, and I'm trying to readjust my schedule of drinking water, because quite naturally, if you drink water, you're going to have to use the restroom. So we have to find different relaxation techniques. It said there were a set of medical students who used the times showed little or no change in their immune system because our relaxation techniques have an effect on our immune systems. They said those who did not exercise most faithfully had the strongest immune effects. According to the report by Janice Glasser and Ronald Glasser of the Ohio State University College of Medicine in Columbus, Ohio, they did a test for students who did the relaxation techniques and those that did not, and it showed that the relaxation techniques to residents of the retirement home worked better. It was the persons that were 75 years and older. It said after a month of training, their levels of the natural killer cells, the indicators of resistance to tumors and viruses had improved significantly. So they were this relaxation technique for them worked better than college students that were in college studying and doing different things. So what are we saying? That yes, our everyday life, our everyday living and moving around really has an effect on how we relax, how we enjoy things. Some of us are so tired that even when we have time to relax, we get so tired because we have become so keyed up that we can't really relax and enjoy ourselves. We were talking and was saying that, how often do we take vacations? How often do we take time to just sit down and drink a cup of tea or some people drink wine as a relaxer. It was at one time I had a family member that was not able to sleep, and her doctor told her to take at least one Tylenol and half an hour before she would go to bed to cause her to relax. We're talking about the medication side, but the truth of the matter is that we're going to have to develop a technique to separate us from what we're doing and what we need to do. I'm hoping to live to be 100 years old in my right mind and active use of my bodily functions. I'm hoping to live to be 100 where no one will have to take care of me, that I will be sharp and smart. I know I won't be able to at 100. I'm hoping there are people that are 100 years old that move better than some teens that I've seen. But I'm believing the Lord to touch my body. My body would tell me now that that's not possible, but I know with God all things are possible. Then there's that we see people who are able to set vacation times and set time for family, set times to do things that they let nothing interfere with their relaxation and restoration time. Some of us who there are pastors who actually get the opportunity to take sabbaticals from the church for 30 days or 45 days or 60 days just to go away to recoup. I would say if you're listening, your leader needs rest. Your leader needs to have a moment to breathe. Many times we really don't understand what our leaders and as a pastor, what we go through because we're always on call. We're always there for everybody. But we have to have people that understand we need someone to be there for us, and we do need the time to relax. Some people are able to relax and to get restored and refreshed just by walking or just by soaking in a bathtub, taking a therapeutic bath, getting a pedicure, just soaking your feet in the warm water and the pulsating jets of the water over your feet help to relax your body. We've even noticed that in some of your spas now, when you go to get your pedicure, the chair has a massage machine in the back and the seat of the chair that massages your back while you're there. But I would always say that even in our times of sila, of rest and relaxation, the greatest peace giver, the greatest relaxer, the greatest restorer is God. And so I am seeking God for myself and for others. A clear technique to coming together of ourselves and the Spirit of the Lord to have a time where we can just be quiet, just have a time of relaxation, a time of restoration. I can remember when my husband was able to work in the banking system, and I remember when he would come home in the evenings, he would say, if you could just give me at least 10 minutes to just debank, just get all of the banking stuff out of my mind. If you could just give me an opportunity just to breathe and to just get myself together. Many times we don't get that opportunity because, like I said, we come home, we have things that we need to do in the home. Single parents are the ones is the one woman, the one man show. They have to do it all. And I know of people who have occupations that require them to drive or to serve or to attend to people all day, every day, and they don't have an opportunity to really relax themselves as they should. It was saying ordinarily non-stimulants such as for cardiovascular systems. There's a doctor from the Harvard Medical Center, an associate of Dr. Benson, found the regular sessions of a simple medication technique decreases the body's response to, naphrephidine or hormone release and reactions to stress. Although the endocrine system, that's your blood sugar system, your endocrines, it has to do with your blood sugars, it has to do with your hormones and different things. They said that these things have sometimes unusual effects. I know that I was taking a medication one time for furosemide for swelling of holding fluids, and in turn, this medication actually did more harm than it did good, because what happened, even though I was depleting the fluids, I was also depleting potassium. And in just sitting and discussing with my husband and with some other people, we were discussing medication and how medications, doctors immediately prescribe medications, but they sometimes don't have an alternative route for you to take without medicating us all of the time. And this medication actually gave me all of the symptoms of having a heart attack when it had actually depleted my potassium levels dangerously low, because I had not I didn't have enough potassium in my body, so they had to boost my potassium by giving me this potassium medication to take to raise my potassium in 24 hours where it should have been all along. And so we have so many things that our body, like I said, our body responds to so many things. We see some callers here tonight. If you have questions, you can push number one, and we can see if we can answer your questions if you have any. I don't have all of the answers, but I promise you we can do our best to try to seek the answers and do what's good. Lately, I have tried to change my eating patterns. I am doing my best to stay away from fried food. I'm trying to be more conscious of my eating patterns. I'm trying to be more conscious not to eat after a certain time. Even with the weather here in Virginia being as hot as it is, it has been recommended that we drink no less than 6 bottles of water to keep ourselves hydrated. Many people are reeling from this heat wave that we're having. And I had an experience, and I had another young lady that I was talking to on last evening. She was saying that on Friday or Saturday she was out in the heat, and when she got in her car, it was like her mind went blank. And I know that it happened, because it happened also to me on Friday. I went into the grocery store, and coming out, I had a bottle of water because I was thirsty. But when I got to the car, it was like I went blank for a few minutes. I could not think. It was like my mind had just gone blank, but I continued to drink the water, and I had turned the air condition on in the car, and after a couple of minutes of sitting there, it seemed like I began to come back to myself. This young lady said that the same thing had happened to her, that she had basically lost her trend of thought and what was going on with her. If there are any questions at this time, please raise your hand, amen, so I can answer your questions. Just a moment. We are thankful for the opportunity of coming together. We have about 4 minutes left, and I just wanted to share these few things. In 1984, a National Institute of Health report recommended the use of relaxation along with salt restrictions and weight loss as the first therapy of mild hypertension before resorting to drug treatments. Nevertheless, many cardiologists have been slow to show the use of this relaxation techniques. Many of us know that salt is it retains fluid. It causes the body to retain fluid, and many times some of us are not able to deplete fluid. I would always recommend talking to your health care provider, talk to your doctor, seek that person for instruction and guidance in doing anything. When you're not feeling well, consult your doctor, consult your health care person. Just don't do something on your own and take things that you really don't know what could happen from taking certain things. Even with people taking the natural vitamins and natural herbs and different natural substances, we still have to be very careful because we don't know how our body would react to certain things. So I would say that it's very important that we speak to our healthcare providers and speak to specialists and call the dietitian and make sure that we are able to do what we need to do and have the proper intake of medications and foods and water and drink that will not cause our body to react in an adverse way to what we're doing. We're thankful for the opportunity to come together tonight just for this teaching. Again, next week we will continue to do this teaching on rest and relaxation if the Lord says the same. But we would like to just remind you that so much is going on in the earth realm and our children. Some have already returned to school and are going back to school. But we ask that you would pray for our young people, that you would lift them up as the parents and different people are going back to school. School teachers are going back now, preparing to receive our children, the bus drivers. We want to pray for safety in the school systems and colleges and wherever our young people and people are going to work. We want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We thank God for this broadcast, but we want you to know that we believe the Lord leads, guides, and directs us. He orders our steps on a daily basis. And we're so thankful for the opportunity to come and to share and to speak with you on certain subjects. If there's something that you would like for us to discuss, we pray that you would just email us or just send us a clip or a message, and we'll do our best to research the topic and to talk on that subject at another time. Father, tonight we thank you and we bless you for this broadcast. We thank you for the opportunity to come together to share rest, relaxation, and restoration. For Father, we know that you call us to a time of rest. Even you rested, oh God. We should have a time that we can relax and commune and spend time with you, and that you would restore us on a daily basis. Lord, we thank you. We bless you for those that have called in. Father, we will not get weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap a harvest of blessings. Father, your word says that this race was not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those that will endure to the end. Father, help us to stand, to endure, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your word and the work of the Lord, which is our assignment. Father, we bless you today. We thank you for healing for us from the the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you that for your blood that was shed for our redemption, the blood that was shed for our healing. And Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Thank you for signing in to the Kingdom Church broadcast and living life with Pastor Carolyn. Good night, and God bless you.